Well, hello there, fancy friend. I haven't popped into your inbox for quite some time, and there's a really good reason for it. Surprise! I moved. Again. Yes, that's right. 2 weeks ago, I packed up my RAV4, buckled Herbie, my almost 6-month-old chinchilla Persian, into the front seat and drove 583 miles, or 938 kilometers, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Tulsa, Oklahoma. OMG, I know. For those of you who have no idea where in the world I'm talking about, I drew a map for you, which is back on your email or over on the blog. American friends, I'm hoping I accurately represented your states, although I think there might be one state that is completely wrong. I'll let you spot it. One of the most amazing side effects of moving 3 times in 1.5 years is you don't really have time to accumulate much stuff to get rid of. Oh, and not to mention, I feel like the queen of all things moving, organization, and house staging now. Having said that, I don't care if you're moving internationally, interstate, or just down the road. I've done them all, and no matter how prepared you are, it's stressful and tiring, and at times, overwhelming, just trying to juggle a thriving little biz, selling and buying a house in just a few short weeks while trying to keep your sanity. I'm pretty sure I was just 2 flicks of a cat's tail off becoming committed to the nut house. Speaking of floppy cat tails, before I go on, have you met Herbie? If you haven't, there is a cute little introduction to him back over in your email. Just hit the play button. Anyway, I've been getting a lot of questions about why we moved and are selling our beautiful brand new home, along with what's happening with my business now that I've moved and where we're living, so I thought I would answer them all here. So here we go. Question 1. What made you decide to move to Tulsa? My husband was looking for a new work opportunity, so when the perfect job came up that had him back in the same city as his fraternity buddies that he really missed, he asked me, once he had the job, if we could move. As much as I didn't want to sell our new home and say goodbye to our beautiful neighbors that had become dear friends, I would have been the worst wife in the world to say anything but yes. Question 2. Didn't you just build and move into your Baton Rouge home? Yes, we did. And I shed many tears in the process of letting it go. The house just had its first birthday when we listed it for sale. But I know she's going to help the new owners make many lovely memories. Plus, I learned so much in the process of building that house that I'm so grateful for the experience. Question 3. Are you going to build another house in Tulsa? No, we actually bought a brand new house that was ready for us to move into. Fun fact, I physically didn't see the new house in person until the day we were moving in. Crazy, I know, and a stark contrast to my Baton Rouge home, which I was intimately involved in from before we even broke ground. Lesson learned though, never trust your husband who thought the what color is this dress controversy of 2015 was white when it was actually blue to accurately describe the color of anything. Walls, tiles, exterior, gutters. He said everything was gray when it was actually brown or beige. Question 4. What is your new house in Tulsa like? It has a very similar vibe to our Baton Rouge home. It has a wonderful layout and great bones, but it has a few areas where I need to wave my glitter wand to make it more our style. I'm not sure that I've ever told you this, but I personally hate, with a passion, any form of the color brown in my home. Beige, grayish, chocolate, well, that's unless it's in my mouth. My style is light and airy and has lots of texture and pops of color and things that speak to my sparkly heart. You can see some of the pictures of our previous home back in your emails to give you a bit of an idea. So it goes without saying that I plan to glitter bomb the crap out of our new house, wall paint color, new lighting fixtures in some rooms, and tiling our master bathroom, just to name a few projects. And of course, the room Shelley loves sparkle heart quarters. And I'll keep you posted on all the updates. Question 5. What is your least liked part of moving and what's your favorite? I least like the whole selling process. Having to make your home ready to show at a moment's notice and being a girl boss that works from home dealing with the constant interruptions. Ugh. But I do love unboxing and organizing everything at the other end. It's kind of like Christmas with your own stuff. Question number six, what is happening with your business? Do you have to start all over again? Until this point, all the services I have offered, my 911 Style Me Pretty, 911 Style My Space, and Your Gorge package, have all been virtual. 100% online experiences, so nothing really changes on that front. However, I've been craving to get my hands back on some in-person projects. So watch this space for more on that, hopefully really soon. Question seven, what articles are coming up on your blog? This question is super exciting because I've got lots of content that I've been pulling together with you in mind. So here are just a few of the articles that are coming into your inbox really soon. Reveal, the Zamora Nursery Project, a sophisticated nursery I designed for a dear friend and client. Part one of the Sparkle Heart Studio Design, the making of the From Shelley with Love Studio. Does personal appearance as a work from home girl boss really matter? Makeup tips you've never been told and are essential for girl bosses on camera. How to create a plan to decorate your home and stay on budget. Of course, if you have any personal style, interior design, or confidence questions you'd like me to write about, simply hit reply to this email and let me know your cue so I can write an article to give you an A. Well, fancy friend, that is about it for this personal update. If you have any further questions about my move or moving and selling a home in general, feel free to join me and more than 700 other ladies over in my Style Lovers and Glittery Besties Facebook group. There's a link back in your email. Here is to an epic new adventure with love and paint-stained clothes. Talk to you next week. Bye.